You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 111, Fall on Me by R.E.M. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we're spending some time with the R.E.M. hit Fall on Me. First, a little bit about the band. R.E.M. formed in 1980 in Athens, Georgia, where the band members attended university. Bassist Mike Mills and drummer Bill Berry had met in high school. Guitarist Peter Buck and singer Michael Stipe joined them, and they started out playing covers for parties. By 1981, they were recording their first single, Radio Free Europe. They signed with IRS Records and in 1983 released their first album, Murmur, which Rolling Stone named the best album of that year. It was the era when post-punk indie music began to grow and take hold, fueled by college radio, and R.E.M. were key players in that movement. Buck's jangly guitar and Stipe's voice were hallmarks of the band's work, as were the unintelligible lyrics that left fans debating and swapping theories. Michael Stipe's off-kilter behavior added to the mystery. The band also rejected the nascent music video format, which featured a band singing and playing. Their early videos lacked that classic performance footage. And the public ate it up. R.E.M. would go on to release 8 more very successful albums between 1983 and 1994. Their lyrics often strayed from classic pop themes and into politics and current events. In 1986, they released Life's Rich Pageant, and one single from that album was Fall on Me. Although not their biggest hit, peaking at number 94 on the Billboard charts, it was one of the first in which Michael Stipe's words were understandable. The song begins with a reference to a tale about the astronomer Galileo, dropping feathers and iron from a tower to see which would fall faster, and then expands into the chorus, "Buy the sky and sell the sky, and tell the sky, don't fall on me." Michael Stipe has been quoted as saying this refers to all the troubles that hang over a person, but Bill Berry definitively stated that it's about acid rain. When Fall on Me was written, acid rain was a critical environmental concern. Emissions from coal-fired power plants turned the very rain acidic, causing fish deaths, destroying trees, and even corroding buildings and other structures. Fall on Me mentions that last item specifically in the counter-melodic line, "Melt the statues in the park." Originally, the counter medley sung by Mike Mills that you're hearing during the chorus was the song. What became the main melody was written later, and the interplay between the two simple melodies challenges the listener to hear everything that's being sung. Mills sings the bridge alone. The Clean Air Act of the 1970s had not done much to clean the air of acid. Just a few years after Fall on Me, the United States would pass additional regulations that allowed major industrial polluters to essentially pay and trade for the right to keep on polluting the air. And negotiations were underway when the song was written. It is to this buying and selling of the sky, what's left of the clean air, that Fall on Me refers. REM's popularity grew steadily and they filled ever larger venues on tour, but the relentless schedule of recording and touring affected their health. In 1995, three of the band members suffered serious health problems while touring for their album Monster, but it was the brain aneurysm suffered by Bill Berry on stage that brought the machine to a halt. Berry spent weeks recovering after surgery and, although he was declared fit to play, opted instead to return to his farm in Athens. The three remaining band members continue to record and tour successfully, but never quite the same. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.